clinching or not clinching, you know, I think Thursday we have full intention of coming out and putting our best foot forward. And obviously the goal is to win. So with the outcome of winning, it would be great as far as us clinching. But the main focus is to win the football game, and the rest will take care of itself. And that's really where our mind's at. You know, we got a tough challenge ahead. You know, this is always a wingy mate. This has always been a good game. You know, these are two rival teams, so it should be an interesting matchup.
What did you think of? Did some damage out of the slot the other day. What did you think of that, and why do you think you were able to be successful?
Just us putting our players in the right positions. You know, you get inside, you mix it up a little bit. It's not as easy to double somebody when you're on the inside in the slot. It will cause a lot of matchups that, you know, you would have to worry about in other areas when you try and take away somebody who's on the inside. It just makes it a lot harder. So hopefully being able to get in the inside and work a little bit will open up, you know, defenses even more for us to make, you know, more plays.
You talked after the Lions game about trying to, you know, manage your emotions. You think you've done a pretty good job in the last few weeks? It doesn't seem to be an issue.
I mean, never really an issue with me. This is how I'm wired. Just can't really explain it. I'm just wired that way. So basically, I just try and control what I can control. And I feel like I've been doing a pretty good job with that for the most part. But there's never going to be that part of me that loses who I am and that intensity. I've tried it before, and I can't really live with myself that way. So
I'm just thinking of the game against the Lions. Several catches, make good catches, and then just walk back to the huddle and kind of matter of fact, like, maybe a little bit more so than perhaps earlier in the year. No?
I don't know. Sometimes you get out there and it depends, you know, where your mind's at. So I'm just trying to stay level-headed, stay clear, and just get back to doing what, you know, I love doing, which is play football, competing at the highest level against the best of the best. That's why you're in the NFL. You want to do that. So it's really a lot of fun being able to go out there on Sundays and play games. It's just, like I said, it's frustrating. You pretty much work all week. Go through the meetings. Go through. You're sitting here, this, that, and the other, and you do all that just to play in those games. So, you know, when the preparation and everything else doesn't, you know, come into the field of play the way you expected it, it's a little bit harder to deal with, you know, because you feel like you work so hard for it that you want it, and you want it right then and there. So,
you've been the last 2 years in Philadelphia, if not go to the Giants. What would it mean to win in Philadelphia to clinch the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the history behind these two teams is, don't really think it needs to be explained, but just to go in there and I think I'm more excited to have Vic returning to Philly. I think it'll be a huge stepping stone for him. I think that this will probably be the biggest game he's had all year. Just with everything going into play, what happened, I feel as if, you know, we're going to come out fired up. You know, like you said, since I've been here, we haven't beaten the Eagles, I don't think, even at home, besides this year. I don't think we beat them the past 2 years, unless I'm wrong. But like I said, we just got to come out, put our best foot forward.
You talked about
how you have bigger goals, you know, than just making the playoffs. But do you consider making the playoffs an accomplishment?
Yeah. I mean, you get a check. If it's got a box by it, we get a check. But it's not the end-all, be-all, you know what I mean? Obviously, the goal is way bigger than that. So it's a stepping stone.
Sterling was saying that teams are trying everything they can to take away the longer play. So you're seeing a lot of two deep zone.
It's unfortunate.
Are you always going to have to content with thinking and dunking and trying?
That's probably the hardest part. You know, every receiver, you can ask any receiver in the NFL, everybody wants to catch a bomb or make big plays. That's what you want to do. You want to make those big plays. So teams are doing a great job at eliminating that. I think since I can't even remember what week it started, but they're keeping a safety high. Green Bay. I think it started before Green Bay, but keeping a safety high, keeping one over the top. just really trapping and bracketing and doubling or doing whatever. It's not really been much man-to-man, so to say.
Eagles tend to blitz sometimes. Do you think they'll stick to that?
I think they're going to stick to their game plan. I don't think a team's going to shy away from what they do. That's how they play. So just got to find ways to take advantage of that. Yeah.
There's been some guys who have talked about how they're not huge fans of the Thursday night games. How do you feel about them, and how do you sort of approach them?
The same way you would approach any other game. For me, it just there's a part of me that feels like Sunday there still was a lot left out there, and I always feel that way when I leave the field. You know, you could have did this, could have did that. So with the quick turnaround, going straight to Thursday, I think if my body, if I was a little sore, I probably would be complaining. But I feel pretty good right now, and I'm excited to be able to get back on the field.
What do you do for your body? I mean, how do you handle that? Like, do you do what you usually do and move everything, the schedule up, or do you cut some things out?
I've been doing what I've been doing for the past 2.5 years, ever since I pulled my hamstring. Just, you know, some of the older guys who I was here with just taught me taking care of your body now. It'll help you, you know, 10 years from now. So I do a lot of preventative stuff. I'm at home. I got two-hour sessions and, you know, all kind of stuff. So I'll be doing some work today, too.